That's Leona Lewis with Bleeding Love on Rise FM Mid-Mornings. My name is Mpumi Mbete, and I'm in conversation with Exxaro's Community Development Manager, Tebogo Lepile. Good morning, Tebogo. Welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning, Mpumi, and good morning to the listeners of Rise FM.
It's such a pleasure chatting to you. I grew up in the Highveld of Mpumalanga, Emalahleni to be specific, and I've seen some of the work that Exxaro has done in that community. And I know you are also doing work in Makazeni, Emalahleni. Now, we are facing a world crisis, and each of us in our corner can do a little bit, you know, to address some of the issues. We're facing a world pandemic. What has Exxaro done to support its host communities during the pandemic in as far as food security is concerned?
Yes, Mpumi. In the effort to respond on social economic economically to the pandemic, Exxaro collaborated with other mining companies, especially in Mpumalanga. And we also collaborated with provincial departments of health, local municipalities, and municipal infrastructure support agencies called NISA, and also the Exxaro contractors. That was basically in both Limpopo and Mpumalanga. And the collaborating partners suggested that most of communities identified led piped water and or adequate hand washing facilities. So Exxaro made a contribution towards water tankers, sanitation delivery at Emakazeni and also in the Palale municipalities. And we also, all across all our Exxaro business units, we donated the PPEs, the food parcels, and also And those contributions were made to respective local clinics, schools, and identified families. And so, there was also a contribution that was made towards the Solidarity Fund.
And you mentioned some of the other projects you've done. What other initiatives does Exxaro take part in which to promote sustainable agriculture? Today is not only World Hand Washing Day, when you were talking about water there, I remembered, but it's also, you know, the Day of the Rural Women. So how has, you know, Exxaro supported or promoted rather sustainable agriculture?
Yes, to this And for me, we have designed community initiatives which promote sustainable agriculture. Exxaro aims to transfer 90% of post-mining land to emerging farmers in local communities by 2026, while creating strategic partnerships to advance those agri-economies. And we also recognize that water remains critical as a basic need and multiplier effect source to support other initiatives such as agricultural activities.
And earlier on, you were talking about, you know, in response to the global pandemic, you partnered with other corporates and other organizations. What is your advice to other corporates such as Exxaro to support others during these tough times?
Listen to me. The social economic development issues are broad and have multifaceted factors that require concerted efforts to resolve. No one entity or even government, for that matter, can address those issues without partnership.
True.
In advising other corporates, we believe that public-private partnership and collaboration will enable us to overcome those relevant issues.
True. But Tebogo, just finally, you know, advice to also host communities, because it's great that people are coming with support, but the people who need the support often don't know where to access that support. What would you advise host communities or community members in these areas where Exxaro and other corporates operate?
My advice would be that participation in our community engagement forum And what is also important is that all our information is available on the website. And for those that don't have the network, if I may just also highlight that in operations such as Emakazeni, we do have a community Wi-Fi that we want to encourage our communities to obviously be able to connect with us. As I've already indicated, that we have all information on our website, and they can also obviously call our stakeholder affairs managers at different operations. We will be able to assist them.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. That's Debogo Lebele. She's the Exxaro Community Development Manager. Thanks, Debogo.
Thank you very much, Mpumi.
And that website is exxaro.com. That's www.exxaro.com. And as she mentioned, lots of information there. Also the contact details. And then you can also obviously find out ku area yakho ukuthi uxhumana nabo njani. It's Rise FM. It's 11:30. My name is Mpumi Mbete.
Say no to crime. Stick to the speed limit. Transport Month on Rise FM.